Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. This is Diamond Taylor. We have a fabulous show for you tonight, and tonight it is all about Tough Talk Tuesday. Get your rant and rave on. So this is an opportunity for you to tell us what has gotten your panties in a bunch, your knickers in a knot. I want to hear from you. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. So, but before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer. So I definitely want to hear from you. The chat room is also going to be open because this is going to be a hot show tonight, and I don't want you to miss not one beat of it. So definitely join us in the chat room or join us live where you can tell me and get your rant and rave on right now. The area code 347-884-9343, or you can even tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. So we'll be right back right after our disclaimer is played, and I will get straight to your phone calls, because it is Tough Talk Tuesday, where you have no holds barred discussion on where you get a chance to face the facts, tell the truth. We want to know what is your rant and rave tonight. So here's our disclaimer.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. For Secure Your Life, the views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back, and this is Tough Talk Tuesday, where you get a chance to get your rant and rave on. We want to know what's the matter you. If anything has gotten your knickers in a knot and your panties in a bunch, we want to hear about it. It could be anything from the economy to politics to what's happening on your job, what's happening in your family, what's happening in your finances. What's happening in your wallet? I want to know about it, and you get a chance to tell me and get your opportunity to vent and rant and rave. I will tell you the two emails that I received for tonight, and you can either discuss those things or you can even tell me what your rant and rave is all about. Well, one of our listeners had a very good rant. And I saw this myself. There is an article in the paper that actually was talking about, the Associated Press was talking about FEMA. And believe it or not, they are asking people to return the money that they have received for disaster relief. Now, that means that if you are one of those who were a victim of Hurricane Katrina, or you were a victim of the recent tornadoes that happened or the floods that are happening right now, FEMA has the nerve to actually ask for some of that money back. I want to know, what do you think about that? I know that the government is trying to cut back and try to get money back for any means necessary, but I think that these people have already been victimized enough. Katrina has wrecked the lives and actually taken lives of thousands, and the government has the nerve, or should I say FEMA has the nerve, to be asking for the financial emergency aid back from the victims of these calamities. I think that is outrageous. So you tell me what your thoughts are. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can tell me what your thoughts are in the chat room. I'll be happy to read your comments and or questions over the air. But the phone lines are definitely open. We're talking about, do you think that it is right for FEMA to ask for the damage relief, the disaster relief that they have given to the victims of Hurricane Katrina, all of the tornadoes that is happening, the floods that have happened over the course of a couple of years? They're asking for more than 5,500 people who were affected by these separate disasters since 2005. That includes floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and anything like that. They want their money back. Do you think that is fair? Or are you outraged just like I am, as well as the audience member that emailed me their rant? That was their rant. So area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to open up the lines to area code 312-217. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Diamond. I just when it starts getting a little bit more interesting, it starts to get worse.
Okay,
why don't
explain
they ask
that.
BP for the money back? Why don't they ask BP for those folks that they messed up the Gulf of Mexico? Why don't they ask them to put some more money in all those folks' lives that they ruined? Why don't they pay them?
Well, you know what? I would have to agree with that. I do understand where you're coming from with that rant, but you're right. I just think that it's completely, utterly a kick in those people's face who already were victimized by these disasters
right.
in the first place. And if
what
FEMA
exactly?
has the nerve, the immediate gall to ask for the money back, are they kidding?
I mean, it's really right along the same line. You have people now that need medical care both ways. These people have just attempted to get their life back in order. Can you for 1 minute keep your hand out of somebody's pocketbook? Can you be a giver instead of a taker?
Well, I mean, I understand that the government is trying to cut back and they really trying to get this money back, but do you know they have actually had the nerve to ask some of the victims to pay back, and they only gave them 30 days to do so?
And what you going to take what? I don't have anything to take.
And some of these houses, as you saw from the aftermath of Katrina, not to mention the tornadoes that just happened, along with the floods that have been happening too, where these houses have been completely dilapidated, destroyed, and they're saying that they're asking these people to pay back because they might have had or did have at that time flood insurance or some type of insurance. But what happens with your insurance company, they will pay the mortgage company, your lien holder, first.
Yes.
So which means
yes,
you
do
not recover anything. And you still don't have a place to live.
You're right.
So FEMA has a lot of nerve trying to ask the victims of these natural disasters for the money back and then only giving them 30 days to do so. And just think about this. A lot of them had to fight tooth and nail just to get the assistance from FEMA in the first place.
Well, because the paperwork will kill you alone.
So, I mean, it is completely remarkable. I cannot believe these people actually have the nerve to sit there and browbeat people and only give them 30 days to pay back this money. And most people definitely do not have the money in which to pay back anything, and they're barely just recovering. I think it is outrageous. So if you agree or if you disagree, I'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the fact that FEMA is actually asking the victims of natural disasters, and that includes that of Katrina, people who were victims of Hurricane Katrina, along with the tornadoes that just happened and the flooding that is actually happening right now? They're actually asking for those who have been affected, and we're talking upwards of 5,500 people, separate incidents since 2005, they are asking for this money back. And it's just completely, I am just floored. And I want to hear your views. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on, and I am completely outraged with FEMA right now saying that they want their money back after these people have been completely victimized and they asked for the help. Now you're asking them to pay back that money. So if you feel the same way I do, I would like to hear from you. You can also join me in the chat room. I will be glad to take your comment and or question there as well. Or you can call us live at area code 347-884-9343. And then, of course, if you have your own rant and rave, I definitely want to hear that, too. If something has got your panties in a bunch or your knickers in a knot, we want to hear it on Secure Your Life today, or should I say tonight is Tough Talk Tuesday. Time to get your rant and rave on. I'm going to add area code 815-395 to the phone line. First, 815, could you please answer the question of whether or not you are outraged like I am and whether you think that FEMA is wrong for asking the victims to pay back. And then after that, I want to hear your rant and rave. Hello, 815, how are you?
Oh, good evening, Diamond, and how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, but I think that FEMA is completely wrong.
Oh, most definite. They should be ashamed. And the thing being, Now, you were explaining that if you have homeowner's insurance and your home was virtually destroyed and FEMA stepped in and they put it back together for you, now they want their money back on the grounds that you had homeowner's insurance?
Well, here's the situation. There was a man that the Associated Press did actually interview.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of him being a victim of a natural disaster, and his house was completely destroyed, basically, and it was under, I think, 13 feet of water.
Okay.
As a result of the natural disaster, and now here's the thing: the situation happened, the flood happened in 2008 for this particular man. Okay, he was dead broke. And his home was completely destroyed. FEMA came out. It was two separate agents who came out and said that definitely he would qualify. So after countless phone calls and arguing his case, because he had gotten rejected several times, and he finally was able to get them to agree that he did in fact qualify, they gave him. They gave him financial help of $20,000, which was which he finally got his life back and was able to move into a house again and everything. And then just in March, this past March, the government gave him a letter that said that he needed to pay the money back, and he only had 30 days in which to do so. So FEMA wanted their money back that they had given him, even though he was a victim of a natural disaster. And what they're saying is because he had homeowner's insurance that included flood insurance, that he did not qualify. But the argument was this: the insurance only paid the mortgage. You know, they paid off the mortgage because now the house was no longer livable, okay? It was actually due for demolition, which means that he didn't recover any payment. The only thing that was satisfied was the lien on the deed to the property, which was the lien holder. The mortgage company got paid.
I have a question right quick.
Yes.
Okay, now, you say that, the insurance company played off. It's just like if you have full coverage on your automobile and your automobile is totaled, they will, and you still owe money on the automobile, the insurance company finishes paying it off, and that's it, right?
That's it. Exactly.
Oh, they don't give you any money to get another car?
No.
Oh, so in short, with the house, what happened was in that case, this man still owed money on his home. And, so the insurance company says, okay, your house is gone. You've been paying your premium. So now we'll pay it off. Okay, now who
Correct.
Owns the property now?
From my understanding, what happened because it was due for demolition, and it was due for demolition, and the government deemed it to be demolished. So now I'm not sure exactly who owns that land. It probably, the government can seize your land. So
I'm just thinking, okay, even before they start seizing and stuff, I'm thinking that that land. Okay, that land should belong to him. Discarded the house. I mean, he bought so much property with a house on it.
Correct.
Okay, he bought so many feet of property with a house on it. Okay, now the house was really in such a bad shape it couldn't be put back together. So
Correct.
It was scheduled for demolition. Okay, so they had to tear the house down. So
right.
Now it's just a vacant land, vacant lot. But,
it will be. It has not been demolished, and that was part of the problem. That even though he owns the land, as you would say, because that's what you pay your property taxes for,
right?
There was still not a house that was livable to be,
right.
And he didn't have enough money in which where he could actually knock that,
have it taken down,
right?
Yeah, he couldn't afford to. To pay to have it taken down. Well, what did FEMA do?
Well, FEMA gave him a check for $20,000, which covered, I guess, when they assessed, that was about as much property damage that they could assess. You know,
they're figuring like, okay, you had this much furniture,
right,
and clothing and utilities in your home, so we'll give you $20,000 for that.
Basically, exactly, and that's kind of what happened in his situation. And now FEMA wants their money back, but the money that they gave him, he used that money in which to get another place to live. So it wasn't like he used the money frivolously for some, unscrupulous item or whatever. He actually used it to get his life back, to start over.
Right. Well,
lost everything.
Right. Oh, I'm thinking, okay, he can't, okay, the house is still scheduled to be demolished. The house has got to go.
Correct.
Okay, the house has got to go. But he still owns the land. Now, what happens if that house is scheduled for demolition and you can't afford to take it down? Will the city take it down and then you?
Yes, they have to, because it's considered a hazard.
A hazard, right. Okay, the city would take it down. Okay, well, would they take your property or force you to pay them for taking it down?
Yes, that's a lien against the deed.
Mm-hmm. It would be okay.
You get the lien.
Oh, so in short, I guess they were figuring he's supposed to take that $20,000 and pay for the demolition.
Oh. Well, no, at that point, what happens? I mean, with the relief that happens for FEMA, it's not that they would. They can't say that the house was due to be demolished. The city is the one who actually has to, assess that and decide whether or not a piece of property has to be demolished or not. It has nothing to do with FEMA. But the whole point is that FEMA provided relief for this man in the amount of $20,000 for which he was able to move into another home, and now they want their money back.
Where do they think he's going to get this money from?
Well, not only exactly, but not only that. Here's the thing: they are going after upwards of fifty five hundred people. They're asking repayment back. They want their money back from more than 5,500 people who were affected since 2005.
So that would cover Katrina the whole shot.
Exactly. Any natural disaster that has happened between 2005 up to the present, if you have been given money from FEMA, they are reviewing all of the paperwork, and they're saying that they want their money back. And we're talking about $22 million in aid that they are asking for the victims. Notice these are victims.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking for the victims of these natural disasters to pay that money back, and I think that is outrageous. I understand that they're saying that the government is broke, and they're trying to recover whatever money they can, but I think that it is completely outrageous for them to re-victimize. It's like they're being victimized twice, or it's like you're raping a person twice. It's bad enough that it happened once, but now you're going to make them lose everything all over again, and then in some cases they're giving people only 30 days in which to pay it back. And we're talking, now this is 2011, in some cases they're asking people to pay back their relief from 2005.
Mm.
And then with the economy being as it is and with the job market being as it is, who has that kind of money to return?
They must be joking. You know, S is bad. The next thing you know, it'll be a thing of, say, like there's something happening outside of your home or in your home, and you call the police, and you dial 911, and you give them the emergency, and they tell you, well, that'll be $35 an hour plus tax plus another $15 for the call, and the officer is on his way, and please have your money ready when he arrives.
Well, you know what? You're making a joke about that. But
no, but it's not. If they're going in that direction, they could do that. That's ridiculous.
Right.
And it's totally unfair.
In some situation, there is a – well, you might as well say that. There are some situations where if you – I'm not sure exactly how this goes, but if you refuse to do something with 911 or the emergency number, something with that, if you refuse to have something done with I'm not sure exactly how this goes, but I do know that in some cases they won't come to your house if you refuse to pay a certain amount in your taxes or something like that. Someone else told me that is not verifiable information, but there is a situation where I heard that something like that, or if your number is not listed or some crazy thing like that, where there was a situation with when the emergency relief workers were asked to service this particular address, and they had this person in a database where they refused to come to their address. And if you know anything about that, I'd like to hear from you. Maybe you can verify or give me a little bit more information on that. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time for you to get your rant and rave on. Now, Ron, what is your rant and rave? Because I'm pretty sure you have one.
Okay, I do have one, but before I go into it, I just wanted to say something about what you think would be city services not being city services. Now, this happened not really all that many years ago, and I really don't know where it was, but it was like in some kind of little township where these people live, and everybody in the community was supposed to pay X amount of dollars for the volunteer fire department.
That's what it is. Yes, I heard that too. Right.
Right. This guy's house caught on fire. He had not paid. The fire department came, and the only thing they did was water down the neighbor's house to make sure it didn't catch on fire. They let his house burn.
That's right. I did hear that. Yeah, and it was some little town that happened in, and I think,
right.
I said, that's completely outrageous.
Right. They let his house burn because he had not paid into the thing for the fire department.
That is completely outrageous.
And I vaguely do remember something about this thing about the police not coming to a particular house for some reason, some address they would not come to. I don't remember the situation, but I do vaguely remember something to that effect, that the police were refusing service at this particular address.
Right, and I think, here again, they are here to serve and protect, period. I didn't think that there was any addendums or, anything that they can, except for any exceptions to the rules. We'll do this only if. I didn't think that was a part of the bargaining chip, if you will. Either you're going to serve and protect or you're not.
Well, FEMA
is
supposed to serve and protect.
Right. I mean, the whole point is, what are our city service or civil services, what is that all about if we're not getting the proper protection or services like we're supposed to get? And that's completely outrageous. And just like, what happened in that small town, if you didn't pay into their fund, then you're not getting service. So the only thing that the fire department did was watch this man's house just, be engulfed in flames. That is completely outrageous, and that's definitely a good rant. What else do you have for me, Robert? I know you
that,
got
that
more.
That wasn't my rant. That was just going, I just wanted to make a point. I'll say that it's quite similar to what these people are doing, what FEMA is trying to do to these people that they supposedly were helping out.
Right.
And it's almost a situation. Please don't help me. Just leave me alone. Let me suffer here. I'll just dig myself out.
Basically, exactly.
Right. Please, because you're going to come back and try to get reimbursed for any aid that you give me. But my rant is on the subject of relationships. And, okay, here's the thing. What I would like to know, and this is really my beef. My beef is that you have a lot of females that are complaining that men are just after one thing. And then these very same females will turn around and act as if that one thing is the only thing that they have that is of value. Now, this makes no sense to me. And I wish somebody would please explain the why of that.
I really believe that it is a misconception and bad upbringing. To be honest with you, I really believe that that is a problem, and you have a legitimate rant there. There is no reason why a person should only be valued for just one particular thing. Then that means that they have devalued themselves, which means that you don't need to be bothered with that person in the first place.
Right. Well, hey, you have a lot of females that have that attitude. They have that attitude. These men out here just after one thing, but then they'll turn right around and they are of the opinion that the only thing they have of value is that one thing that they say men are after. And they're complaining about men being after it.
Yeah, that is really sad and unfortunate for them.
Right.
And you have a legitimate rant. That was a good one. Yeah. You need to really not deal with that person at all. But here, let me do this and invite other people to join in our conversation. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. Tonight is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. If you got whatever it is that got your panties in a bunch or your knickers in a knot, I want to hear about it, whether you're in the chat room or you want to talk to me live, that is fine. And those of you all in the chat room, give me 1 second. I'll be right with you because I am sure that you have something that you would like to discuss and get your rant and rave on, something that has really been bothering you and you have not had a chance to vent. This is what this show is all about tonight. It could be anything from politics to economics to your job situation, relationship. It doesn't matter. This show is all about Tough Talk Tuesday. Time to get your rant and rave on. We were discussing, the first rant was, do you think it is right or are you completely outraged that FEMA is asking the victims of natural disasters, and that includes that of Hurricane Katrina, tornadoes that have just happened, and the flooding that is happening presently, do you think it is right for FEMA to be asking for the victims of those natural disasters to pay that money back? I think it is completely outrageous that they would have the nerve and the immediate gall to ask victims to be re-victimized by asking them to pay back money that they really don't have, that they use to try to get some normalcy back to their lives and get their lives back on track. FEMA wants the money back. And in some cases, are only giving these people 30 days in which to pay that money back. And we're talking about 5,500 people that have been affected by separate disasters since 2005. So that means from 2005 until present, if you were a victim of any of the natural disasters and you received money from FEMA, they could be soon asking you for that money back. So I want to know, how do you feel about that? I'm completely outraged about it. I want to know, how do you feel about it? Area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join me in the chat room. I'll be glad to take your question and or comment, or should I say your rant and your rave, or you would like to answer the question of whether or not you are completely outraged at the fact that FEMA would like to ask for that money back, or if you have your own rant and rave that you would like to discuss. I will gladly read it over the air if you in the chat room, or if you are on Twitter and you're tweeting me, that's fine. I'll take your rant and rave on Twitter at Twitter Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. Would love to hear from you. And I have another question for area code 312. My question to you is, if that were you or a family member that you know that have gone through any of the natural disasters that have happened over the last couple of years and they were asking for the money back, how would you feel and what would you say to these people? that are asking for, you get 30 days to pay back something that in your life was completely destroyed due to no fault of your own, but these people are asking for this money back.
You can't get blood from a turnip. They can ask all they want, but again, you're talking about the fact that there was total devastation. The only thing you had prayerfully was your life that was left to you and the clothes that you had on your back. You can try to get it, but you can't get something from me I do not have. And that's just the point. My thing would be to tell them, we will get an attorney to try to work this out because of the family. We will pull our resources together to see what we can do to help solve this problem, because you will not be used like this. And we will move accordingly. You know, again, they can't get something from you that they don't have, and that's my answer, real simple. No years to take cussing, clowning, or nothing that is needed. That's just it. That's the way we will handle it.
And what about you, 815? What would you, if you were a victim of this and they were asking you for this money back, and you only had, they asked you for it in 30 days, and you, your whole life, everything that you own was completely destroyed, and even some of your family members you might have lost in these, in those disasters, especially with Hurricane Katrina, what would you say to them?
What would you say
to FEMA?
Okay, first thing, I would get in touch with FEMA immediately, and I would just tell them, say, hey, I will attempt to make some arrangements. Although I do feel, hey, you guys are definitely wrong here. You're not making any kind of sense. It's not right worth anything. And the thing being is that I have never heard of the Red Cross. Is that supposed to be like a charitable organization?
Well, actually, what FEMA is Federal Emergency Management Agency. That's what FEMA is, and they're supposed to give disaster relief to, you know, to citizens in America, and then that's what they do. They give federal, it's actually like a grant money, which means you don't have to pay it back. Normally, you don't have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is money so that you can recover your damages.
Right.
You know, from your personal possessions. And a lot of people, not only did they lose their possessions, but a lot of them lost family members as a result of these disasters. And especially when you talk about Hurricane Katrina was horrible.
Yeah.
And not saying that any of the other ones were not as traumatic, because they all were. Anytime a government or the governor or even the president declares something a disaster area, that means that it is super serious.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, for them to have the audacity to ask for the money back, I think is completely outrageous.
Oh, I tell them, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll pay you $1 a month. That's all I can afford right now.
Well, I mean, I agree. First of all, I just don't think we waste, as a government, we waste money on so many different things that are not necessities, if you will. But to sit there and re-victimize these people all over again after they have lost everything, home, they've lost relatives, they lost all of their belongings, and you're asking them, and they finally, especially those who from 2005, they're probably just now getting to the point where everything is back to somewhat normal. You know, they're recovering,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then all of a sudden now you're asking for them to be, you know, to repay something back, and they've completely lost everything the first time. So I think, you know, that's just like being raped twice. I just don't think that is right. And that is one of, I mean, this was another audience member's rant, but I second that rant with them. I'm on the same page.
I third it. Believe me.
Yeah, I think that we as a government have wasted a lot of money on a lot of stupid, frivolous things. I think we can cut out some of these frivolous research projects, not the necessity, you know, not the ones that are of necessity, because we do need research on medical things and stuff like that. But there's a lot of, you know, there's stupid, frivolous researches that they're saying, like research studies, well, is water really wet? I mean, come on.
Oh, I got news for you. Like this thing for your space program? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, for the space shuttle. Okay. Those space shuttles, they have a lot of nuts and bolts in them. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
And rivets and whatever. They pay way, way, way more than what you would pay for a bushel of nuts and bolts.
That is true.
It's a ripoff. I would like to see the books.
I would love to see the books
to see just how much they paid for the different components that go into the space shuttle.
Well, I definitely agree with you. And give me one second. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is time for you to get your rant and rave on. If whatever it is, it doesn't matter whether it's politics, economics, what's happening on your job, what's happening in your home, relationship, it doesn't matter. It's time for you to have an opportunity to get your rant and rave on live on air with Secure Your Life. You can call in right now or join me in the chat room. The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. We'll be glad to take your comments and or questions, or should I say your rant and your rave, from our chat room or from Twitter as well as Facebook, or you can call us live with the rant and rave. Here we have another person that is actually on Facebook, and they had a rant. And their thing is they are completely upset. Why are we as taxpayers, this is coming from Chicago, Illinois, why are we as taxpayers paying for, if Illinois is so broke, why are we paying for a retrial for Rob Blagojevich? And this is taxpayer money that we are paying for at the tune of $2.6 million for a retrial for the ex-governor of Illinois. What kind of madness is that? What is going on? That is insane. Now, if Illinois is as broke as it claims that it is, why are we paying this insane amount of money for this? And it's still counting, because remember, he just got through with the first trial, which we had to pay for. Now he's being retried, which we are paying for. And I have a big problem with that. As of Friday, the final payment is $75,693.94, according to the U.S. District Court Office in the Northern District of Illinois. That is what we're paying.
Oh.
But the total cost is $2.6 million.
I would like to see a breakdown of that. Just where is that money going? Who is getting what, and why are they getting it?
Well,
No, he's supposed to have his own lawyers. No, hey,
well,
he's supposed to pay for them. Huh?
He's broke. They said Blagojevich is broke, so the taxpayers would have to pay for his defense in the trial.
Hey, why can't he get a public? Hey, why should he get top of the line? Hey, if I committed a crime and I didn't have any money, they'd give me a public defender.
And that's what he has. And it's $100 an hour for the rate of the public defender.
His public defender is costing what?
$100 an hour.
Okay,
yep.
Is that what they usually get?
I'm not sure exactly if that's what they usually get, but I do know that is what the taxpayers are paying for the public defender on this. And notice, like I said, this is a retrial, which means we already paid once.
Right. And, okay, His attorney is being paid.
The jury's
got to get paid.
The jury gives lunch.
That's got to come up. Right. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
And a stipend.
You get paid for that as a jury.
You get a check every day when you go home.
So the jury gets paid. The attorney gets paid. Who else gets paid?
You still got
the whole court fees, all of that.
What?
You still got the judge. You still have the court
Wait a minute for the judge. I thought the judge was already on salary. Why should he get extra money?
He gets paid by the case.
It's still court costs. The whole point is, I want to know, why are we taxpayers having to pay for a retrial? I mean, it's bad enough we paid for the first trial.
Even if they find him guilty, he's going to end up with next to no time in jail.
They only found him on one count of perjury.
Right.
All the major ones, they dropped. They couldn't prove.
Right, and so they're back again, like I was saying. Even if they do find him guilty of something, the amount of time that he will end up in jail won't be worthwhile the money that is spent.
I agree.
So the question is, should we as taxpayers be paying these astronomical fees for trials? And specifically, former Governor Rob Blagojevich, should we be paying as taxpayers for a retrial, the first trial, any trial for that matter? Why are we paying this amount of money if Illinois indeed is broke? You can't pay for the schools, but yet and still you have the nerve to be trying to get us to pay over $2.6 million. Is what his trial cost.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois is broke.
Yeah. They're supposedly broke. They can't pay the teachers. They can't pay the fire. They can't pay the police. But yet and still, teachers, the whole shot, they're saying that we want to try this guy because he tried to sell a political seat. Allegedly tried to sell it. They do that anyway. Anybody got a half ounce of sense knows that they have backrooms action going all the time. They would sell their mother if the money was right.
Let us add some more people to the conversation. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. I want to hear from you. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. The question is right now, my rant is, should the taxpayers be paying for former Governor Rob Blagojevich retrial at the tune of $2.6 million if Illinois is considered to be broke? So I'm going to add area code 312-788 to the phone call. How are you this evening? Hello? Okay, I don't know if we lost our caller or not. Again, I'm going to reach out to you. If you just joined us, we would like to hear from you. We want to know what your rant and rave is. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that's area code 347-884-9343. Just going to keep the conversation going. The rant and rave right now that's on the table is, should taxpayers be paying for the retrial or even the first trial for former Governor Rob Blagojevich at the tune of $2.6 million? And I see area code 312, last four digits is 4449. You are on the air with me. Hello.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing exceptionally well for the most part. I'm just now tuning in to your show.
Okay.
So the question is whether or not a taxpayer should be responsible for paying for the retrial of our former governor, Robert Wilkins. And I would say, why not? And I would say, yes, of course. Isn't it the American way? I mean, we are to prosecute those that we consider guilty. And if we don't pay for it, who should pay for it? I understand
well,
he's broke.
Well, according to him, he's saying that he's broke. So, therefore, we have to pay $2.6 million for his trial.
I mean, what is the real argument here? Are we livid about the idea of fact that taxpayers are supposedly putting the bill? Well, by the way, I don't believe that this is a state that's still for this. Isn't there a federal indictment here?
It's a federal retrial, so yes, he hasn't been indicted. That's the thing. So only one count from the first trial was able to stand up, and all the rest of the counts were dropped.
He was previously indicted for
perjury.
Okay, perjury. Okay. And so there was a hung jury initially?
Yes.
And
yes, it was a hung jury.
Okay, and the government decided to go at him a second time. And
yes.
So that's where we are right now. And if I'm not mistaken, these are federal dollars that's being spent. And the last time I checked, you know, there's always been a great expenditure there, you know, with the trillions of dollars we're in debt right now. So I don't think this $2.6 million is going to make too much of a difference. What do you think?
Well, I think that although we do have to pay, like you said, that is part of what the taxpayers do pay. I don't think that it should cost that much.
Ah, well, that's a different story in itself. You know, but as an attorney, I would welcome the challenge whereby to get paid $2.6 million.
Well, I'm pretty sure. I would love to get paid $2.6 million.
I mean, it's the American way. It's capitalism at its finest. Even when it does default sometimes within the government, where there's a lot of malfeasance. But I mean, to be realistic here, you know, it's what needs to be done. And so we're there and we need to follow up through it. That's all. That's the bottom line. Now, you know, as far as taxpayers are concerned, so they are the consumers of this democracy in which we live. And therefore, they will always be subjected to the twist of society for either way we manage ourselves, inappropriately or otherwise.
Well, I got another question for you. We did have another rant that was on the table. I would like to get your views on that. FEMA
okay.
is...
I'm on my Zulu, so I'm on FEMA. I've been in movies all day. So bring it on.
All right. FEMA is asking for the victims of all of the natural disasters since 2005 to return the money. That includes Hurricane Katrina, all of those victims. They are asking upwards of 5,500 people who were affected to return the funds in which they were given. And they're giving some of them only 30 days to pay that back. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Wasn't the money given on behalf of a humanitarian effort and just simply to show our good grace towards our fellow man? And if
yes.
not, then have them return the money. You know, why not? Sweat and glory, I say.
Well, here's the thing, though. These people were victims. So it's like being raped twice. You're asking them who lost their houses, lost their family members, lost everything that they ever owned, and now you're asking for the money to be returned. That's outrageous.
Well, you know what? It wasn't like it was a forced year. It simply means that the grace of God and all and 10 Hail Marys would all blow in. What we're talking about here was a natural disaster that affected a lot of people. And in the process of that even happening, it left a lot of us out here stranded and needing some form of stipend or another. And if I'm not mistaken, that's all it was. Now, whether or not if the government is raising hell because it too is broke or allegedly getting to that point or have gotten to that point, but yet has admitted to doing work well, I guess you go after every quarter you can. But from a humanitarian standpoint of view, no, let us leave that alone. No, I don't think it's right to request a remittance on money that was given on behalf of a natural disaster and people trying to survive. If they weren't doing it on the link card, they had to do it some other kind of way. Otherwise, you would have had a lot of temperature going on. And I believe some of that happened other than just pure nature, things are destroyed and so forth. There were some residual benefits there, I'm sure.
Right, that is definitely true. And I was completely outraged when I saw the article in the Associated Press about that. And I agree with the actual person who sent the audience member who sent me the article said that they were completely outraged. I second that. And I believe that the rest of the callers, even the ones in the chat room, who I'm getting flooded with chat.
Some of their comments too. Can we go to them now?
Well, yes. We have one of the persons. Their comments are as such. They said that the government should be ashamed of themselves. These people have already suffered enough. How dare you be your greedy bastards? Ask for this money back.
I said two shirts to the offer.
That's right.
Yeah. Say Diamond?
Yes.
Okay, now here's the thing. This government has just about every country on this planet, the U.S. has lent them money. Tell them to get it back. Tell them when they get that back, we'll pay FEMA back.
Well, I hear
you on that. Well, I'm still waiting on my stimulus package. Does anyone have any word on that? What's going on with that?
Well, wait a minute. Somebody else said in the chat room, hell, they're still waiting for their 40 acres and a mule. Any word on that?
Yeah.
Well, forget the mule, just get the 40 acres. The mule, we just want the 40 acres, it's worth more.
Hey.
Oh, somebody just said, well, hell, I'll take a John Deere riding mower.
Yeah, the way it is going, we'll be lucky to get a push more.
We got someone else in the chat room that says that this government needs, you know, if they can afford to repay, just like the caller said, if they can afford to bail out and repay everybody else in every other country, then damn it, we do not need to be pillaging and raping our own citizens. Let's take care of our own right here.
Well, we are doing exactly that. We are doing that. You know, and in fact, it's the American way in which to renegade our American citizens. It is proper to put you under austerity program and treat you as the consumer you are, and to provide to you second rate or otherwise questionable merchandise and spend a fortune on it. You know, nothing is more ironic than the fact of having something stamped that says made in America, however transported by China. You know, I mean, that in itself takes care of that. But to the caller earlier that was making, and I love this kind of disparity here, but you know what? Here's the deal about foreign countries in terms of foreign aid. You know, we have a foreign policy that is geared toward relationships. And these relationships are usually predicated on the idea of trade agreements. And if we take away those trade agreements, well, we might as well start arming every damn bloody person that's in the country, including those that's abroad, that's expatriates, and all the other little foreign places that are abroad. And just simply be prepared for a backlash, you know. It just opens up a Pandora's box, and that's something that you don't necessarily need. Now, but as far as from a off-the-cuff and without dealing with a political correct comment here, you're doing right. You know, why pay them anything? Why give them money? Give us back our money. But, you know, keep in mind that America has always treated, particularly that of the World Bank, has always treated third world countries with austerity projects or proposals that will give whereby for reject payment. And being that it is the way it is, we shouldn't be any different in terms of how we treat our citizens, you know, under those same type of austerity programs. In fact, that's what's happening. You know, I mean, look at what is going on with the right group today, the political right, if you will. They're basically trying to eliminate what is known as the middle class America. You know, what would be a better society than that that is equated or equivalent to that of Mexico or any other third world country in Latin America? And the same thing applies to those that are behind the iron curtain. And one of the reasons why you feel miserable on the potential of a dollar bill and the euro is kicking our butt is the result that their system of government was very different from each other, from the other to the other, being behind the iron curtain and subsequently merging back with a country that was subsequently separated during the post-Second World War. That being the case, why even consider the fact of being fair with individuals based on his or her principles of morality? You know, I mean, give me a break. You know? Something else comes to mind. What is the dollar today versus the euro? And why is it that we have close to well over 40% of American companies in Europe taking full advantage of the euro dollar, which stagnates this country totally in terms of the GNP? I don't understand why that's happening. And if we're going to be really supportive of this current administration, we really need to support the very idea of what capitalism really is about and who it's for, and not for the majority, but only for the selective few. You know, the white picket fence, the black White House, and that includes the little dogs that's the problem, the black cocker spaniel, and then some collard greens and some chitlins on the side, just simply for the austerity program and to show to the American people that they're sensible in that sense of the word, too, you know? So why worry about things like that? Now, getting back to the bloody governor, I say let him go. He's only doing what the American way calls for. Now, let's chat, Nancy. Where are we right now? Because I'm going to talk more trash in a little bit right now.
Well, we have some more comments in regards to some of the things that you just said that was in the chat room. They said we should not be worrying about what other people are doing. Let us get rid of all these illegal aliens that are in our country now, sapping up all of our tax dollars, sending their little kids to school. They got full health care. We can't get a damn thing.
I'm going to run out and not get my green card tomorrow.
No.
So they don't pay
taxes for 7 years.
Well, correct. So they're saying that why is it that you can be born and raised in this country and you can't get anything? Their children can go to school here for free. They can get free health care. They can get all of the privileges of being and taking advantage of being a citizen without being a citizen, and they think that they deserve to have rights. And why the hell are we, and this is I am quoting, why the hell are we helping them rally to do what the other people who actually came here and actually got their citizenship the correct way, why are we having so many problems with these border jumpers? Why are we trying to protect them? If they come in here the right way, they deserve to get the benefits. Other than that, they should get the hell out the country. All right.
I agree.
Tell me how you really feel.
I agree. I like that.
Yeah,
like,
they're filling jobs that we don't do, that we refuse to do. I am not going in the vineyard or orchard to pick some apples. You can forget.
I disagree. I disagree with that. I don't think that there are jobs that we refuse to do.
Are you going out there to pick some apples in the orchard?
You'd be surprised at what people will do. Do you have the opportunity to do so? There are some people that is not beneath them. You have people who have triple degrees are now working at McDonald's and never thought that they would do so, but you will do whatever you need to do in order to feed your family and take care of them.
isn't that the American way to do all you can do?
Exactly. But guys, we have really
all you can be. I'm not.
We have run out of time.
You gonna have a whole lot of folks to tell you what they won't do.
Well, we have completely run out of time. This was a great show. I want to thank all of you all who are live on the air with me, as well as those who are in the chat room. The chat room had me cracking up tonight, as well as those on Twitter, as well as Facebook. Please join me tomorrow for another episode of Secure Your Life. Tomorrow it is business in the making, so I would love for you to join me then. Until then, I will have to bid you all a good night. Until tomorrow at 10, tell a friend to tune in to Secure Your Life every weeknight at 10 p.m. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night.